The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand that nothing that enters a person from the outside can defile that person, but that things that come out from within are what defile." When he got away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the parable, and he said to them, "Are even you likewise without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that goes into a person from the outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart but the stomach, and so passes into the latrine?" Thus he declared all foods clean. But what comes out of the man, that is what defiles him. From within the man, from his heart, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile. The Gospel of the Lord. Knowledge is a bit of a slippery word. It's a bit of a slippery concept, and part of the reason for that is because the way that we come to know varies pretty tremendously on the object of our knowledge, what it is that we're trying to know, and the subject of that knowledge, us, at the particular time we're trying to know it. We come to learn that 2 and 2 equals 4 in a very different way than we come to learn that we are loved. And that is different still than coming to recognize beauty, either in a sunrise or in a church. The ambiguity around this idea of knowledge is present all throughout the scriptures, and it's perhaps most clear in the way that the scriptures talk about sex. Because, apart from rape, which is always indicated as such, sex is referred to about 2/3 of the time as knowledge. Adam came to know his wife. And any of you that have been married or have unfortunate sexual past know exactly what that's like. There are some things you can't unknow. This is apparent, if you know how to look for it, in this passage from the first book of Kings. Because the romance of Sheba and Solomon is so epic, they get their own book in the Bible, the Song of Songs of Solomon, which is ultimately about this love affair between the Queen of Ethiopia, Sheba, and King Solomon. But what drives Sheba out of Ethiopia north into Israel to meet Solomon in the first place is not that he's so handsome, it's that he is so wise. And once she's there, she's so taken with his wisdom that she desires to know him in the flesh so that she can bring some part of him back with her to her own country. And so, according to the Kebra Nagast, the ancient epic of Ethiopia, it's like their Odyssey, that is exactly what she does. She comes to know Solomon, that's in the Bible, but the part that we don't have in the Bible that the people of Ethiopia hold is that when she returns to Ethiopia, the wisdom that she's brought with her grows in her belly. And he becomes the first Jewish king of Ethiopia. And this, or something very like it, must be true because for at least 1,000 years before Christ, we know that there are Jews living in the middle of Ethiopia. And those Jews almost entirely convert at the preaching of that Ethiopian eunuch baptized by St. Philip in the Acts of the Apostles, such that Ethiopia and Armenia hold pride of place in the church's history as the first Christian kingdoms, a kingdom devoted to Christ. The Ethiopian church is much besieged these days, has been for most of its history, but they're worth remembering. Ironically enough, because owing to their geographic isolation, they're so far away from the rest of the churches, they don't really have contact with anyone but Egypt for the first 400 years. They did not interpret today's gospel in quite the same way that the rest of us do. That is to say, they kept a lot of the Jewish dietary laws. The difference is they were very clear. And this is worth reflecting on for ourselves as we approach the holy season of Lent. The reason for fasting or for abstaining from certain foods isn't because God likes sheep and doesn't like pigs. It's because of the attitude that we bring to the consumption of our foods. Which is why it's never that which enters from the outside that defiles, but the disposition, the attitude, the operative stance that we have towards the things outside of us that defile. It's why I chose today to celebrate a votive mass of the Holy Spirit, the source of all knowledge, all authentic knowledge. And of course, the great wisdom of Solomon contained in the Song of Songs is that in coming to love Sheba, Solomon comes to know himself. In coming to love Solomon, Sheba comes to know herself. And in coming to know Christ through the gift of the Holy Spirit, we each of us come to know ourselves more deeply, more intimately than we ever could on our own. We come to know ourselves by the grace of the Holy Spirit as Christ loved us. And in that knowledge, we come to love. Love strong as death.